What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. Very excited to be coming to you from the studio, the Shred Studio. And I'm excited to have good friend Tim Arrington with me live from Equity Prime Mortgage. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim, thanks for joining us this morning, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm excited to get into it. There's some fun things we're going to be talking about. But if you're joining us live right now, ladies and gentlemen, make sure if you're joining us live, comment hashtag shred because you're here. You're shredding it with me and Tim. You're going to be learning some great stuff this morning. And then if you're watching us on the replay, as always, make sure you comment hashtag hustle because you're out there hustling. And then also, by the way, if you haven't checked out our daily exchange that we send to you, you can get it live in your inbox every single morning. Go to riseandshred.io. Tim. Excited to have you on the show. And I want to get to, before we get into what we're going to talk about today, I want to get to know Tim Arrington a little bit more. Tim, how did you get your start? You've been in this industry a long time. How did you get your start? Are you one of those guys who grew up like as a kid, like, I want to be a mortgage professional. I want to be in the mortgage industry. This is what I want to do. How did you get your start, man?
Now, that's a funny story. I'm actually an engineer. I've got an engineering degree. And I did that for about the first 12, 15 years of my career. And then right about 9/11, the company I was with said, hey, we're going to slow down on the travel. It was a crazy time. And I responded to an ad to be a mortgage loan officer about 20 years ago. I thought it was going to be maybe for 2 or 3 months and I'd get back in engineering. And now 20 years later, I'm still doing it. So,
dude,
I don't regret it. I don't regret it.
From engineer to mortgage professional. So that's that's quite the story, Tim. And yes. As long as you have, it's something that you clearly enjoy.
I do. I really do. I enjoy helping homeowners, you know, getting to their first home or getting into a new home or helping them refinance. But I really do enjoy it.
Nice. Well, there's something I want to talk about that I've heard this and I want to kind of, it's a huge topic in the industry right now is Consumer Direct and Equity Prime. You are actually heading up the Consumer Direct division. So let's talk about that because that's really exciting to me. What are you doing different? What is this whole Consumer Direct division about?
Well, yeah, we're super excited. We're probably about 3 months into forming a Consumer Direct team, and I'm heading it up. Super excited. So basically, we're saying Consumer Direct is anywhere where we're either purchasing leads or sending out mailers, anything where we're dealing directly with consumers to call in. We also have our retail group. That's one of our revenue streams. But this is different. This is basically where we do a lot of mailers. We use a great marketing company that gets people calling us. We purchase LendingTree leads. We have about three different streams where the leads come from.
That's awesome. So you have these streams, you have these leads coming in. Are you focused on producing leads in-house at all through your marketing? I know you guys have an incredible marketing team. Is that something you're focused on as well?
It is. It really is. So we do have an unbelievable marketing program. Eric does an amazing job. But we also channel leads through advertising and through internet where we're bringing in, bars that are looking to refi or purchase their home. So that's another stream of leads that we receive in our Consumer Direct team.
So why is Consumer Direct? We hear about so many companies talking about it. Why is Consumer Direct such a hot topic right now? And clearly it's something that you guys see as an opportunity. Why are so many people why are so many companies flocking towards it right now?
Well, I think, it was kind of slowed down for a while. When I first got into the industry, I was purchasing LendingTree leads. The company I was with was. So it was really popular. Then I think it kind of went away. But now with lowering rates, the rates being, in the low threes, there's a renewed interest in looking at refinances and doing Consumer Direct.
And I think that's just it is we always talk about the consumer in the industry. We're always trying to get to the consumer first. We're always trying to benefit the consumer. And more, Tim had a technical difficulty there. That's why we love live. That's why I love live, Tim, is because you never know what's going to happen. And it just shows that we're real. We're raw. We're here. There's no editing. There's no fake here. It's just me and Tim having a great conversation. But going back to this Consumer Direct, we're trying to benefit the consumer. We're trying to get to them directly. In your mind, and I guess one of the reasons you're doing it, being able to get directly to the consumer, is there a benefit to that instead of kind of them being bounced around in multiple channels?
Definitely. I mean, I enjoyed it. I forgot because I was doing mostly retails, calling on realtors and other referral partners. But this is you're speaking directly to the homeowner. You kind of really understanding the story. You get to structure the loan that benefits them most, whether it's paying off debt or just doing a rate and term refinance or maybe an FHA streamline. So whatever really it's, I think it's more real, more raw. So I'm not having to convince a realtor to refer me. I can talk to the homeowner and really understand their story to better, you know, put them in the right loan program.
Oh, and that's what, and I know that's what the culture is all about at Equity Prime, is you guys are all about taking care of the consumer, taking care of your team, which that's what I mean, you guys are doing so many great things that you've added consumer direct, your wholesale division continues to grow. Retail is kind of really where you started, but now you just keep continuing to add things and continuing to grow. I mean, it's an exciting time to be part of Equity Prime.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I love my job. I know you know Eddie, but he has a vision. He's always thinking one step ahead. So it's all starting to come together now. So it's a good time to be part of Equity Prime.
Dude, I agree with your entire leadership team. You know, you mentioned Eric Skates. That guy doesn't get enough shout outs. He's kind of one of the unsung heroes behind the scenes of the marketing. But then you've got Eddie and your entire executive team who are doing so many great things to build a culture. And while I was there just a few weeks ago, it was so great to see the camaraderie, the friendship, the culture that is being built there. It's super exciting. And I couldn't agree with you more. It couldn't be a better time to be working with Equity Prime. And Tim, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing a little bit about the Consumer Direct, because I know that's something you, like you said, you're passionate, you're excited about when it comes to helping consumers, first-time home buyers getting into it. And ultimately, Tim, that's what we're here for. We're here to help the consumer, help to really fill those needs when it comes to buying a home and refinancing.
I agree.
Well,
Josh,
Tim,
thank you so much for having me, buddy.
Dude, it's my pleasure. Appreciate you sharing your expertise and your knowledge on the show this morning. Guys, as always, it's so great to have people like Tim on the show who are willing to share, to add value to you and to what you're doing within your business. And hopefully it helps you grow as well. As always, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time to go shred. Show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys.